still makes almost all of her clothes. And
well, I tell you, that's mighty fine, too. My wife got sewing equipment, sewing machines and all that, but she's had a lot of bad luck in her life. Got a hand crippled and she can't, she's got a hand in a roller type washing machine up to here. Trying to wave it all the nerves in her hand, then she can't shut her fingers. She don't do a lot of sewing now.
That equipment like that could be dangerous. I worked at a glass plant before Congress got his arm caught up. Damaged it pretty bad.
Talking about those syrup mills. I know a fella got his hand in one of those syrup mills.
Oh.
Rolled it up there. The mule out there with it on that.
Pulling
it around. You get hurt a lot of simple ways.
When you were coming up, did they have a hospital here in?
No. Uh-uh.
Where would you have to go?
You had a family doctor, country doctor that lived in the area. We had a couple of doctors. You'd get him wood and he'd come flying in one of these road cots. You know, a two-wheel job with sheds on it. You put a horse in there and you get in that just room for you to sit down. And man, that horse would take you over the gun.
Did they have most doctors when they would deliver babies? Or?
Most of the time. And then they had, there were a lot of midwives.
Were they kind of like a nurse? Or?
Yeah. There were things that they could do and things they couldn't do. If they run into a problem, they had to get the doctor, which the doctor usually worked with them and appreciated them.
Mm-hmm. So they function just kind of like a nurse or something?
Yeah. If the midwife run into a problem, she contact the doctor right quick.
And usually women used to, when they cook all the time, they wear over the dress so they wouldn't spill anything on to wear.
They have an apron.
Yeah. Women don't wear them as much anymore, do they?
No, and it's a different style. You know, they used to, they'd put it over the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Now they tie it around the waist.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have aprons. You can buy them at the store.
I've seen some women make them mighty.
Oh yeah,
mighty pretty.
Yeah, they make
them. The thing that you would write with, you'd write with a
pen, a pencil.
And if you wanted to hold a baby diapers up, you use a safety
pen.
I guess you used to. Most of these people now use those Pampers. Or something.
These are throwaway types.
And it used to, like a can of soup, you know, a soup, that can used to be made out of what would they make those cans out of?
Glass.
Or you make a can, you might make it out of or maybe a bucket, you might make a bucket out of what kind of metal might you make them?
Tin.
I guess a galvanized.
Galvanized. Zinc.
And used to, you know, men buy suits, they get the three-part suits.
Yeah, get a coat and a vest and the pants.
Did you ever hear them call it the vest anything different? Ever hear them call it a waistcoat or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that about the same thing?
About the same thing.
What were pants? Did they ever have different names for pants?
Trousers.
And when you were farming, what would you usually wear?
Overall.
Well, those come up with a bib like that?
Yeah. And suspenders over your shoulder. I got some.